Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
All right. I read this story, and I like it. And I wonder if people have this, like the Bieber family. These are like the rules of the Bieber family, or like their, you know, the things that they live by. A code of ethics, the Bieber family values.
Is it like?
It's a list of their values.
And but did someone framed, on needlepoint, like, you know.
Oh my God, that would be great. No, it just says the Bieber family.
They just had
and
it
it's
printed.
A framed okay. thing that clearly, I don't know, they hang it in their house or whatever.
All right.
They got married. They have a kid who's, I think, a year old now. I think the kid was born a year ago, August. And they got married back in 2018. So this was like their seventh wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
Yes. 7 years. This was, I think their anniversary was just this past Saturday. And so Justin Bieber marked the occasion with a social media post the following day, offering a look at the rules. These are the Bieber family values. And they go like this. And they're nice. We value rest as worship. Like a day of rest? I don't know.
Naps?
Oh, yeah. I do worship a nap. We value longevity and a sustainable pace of life. We value quality and excellence of production.
These are the weirdest phrased things I've ever heard.
I'm waiting weird. For you. Bring your dish to the sink and no. rinse it off.
There's nothing quite as specific as that, but that is maybe now that they have a kid, maybe in a few years they'll revise these. We value quiet in the house. We value siblings who get along.
We value closing the refrigerator door.
Right. We value putting the seat down.
We value not leaving your socks all over
get
the
house. Get your rest on Sunday, but also... Get the trash. Trash day is on Sunday. Pick up all your trash.
We value dogs and some cats, but not bunnies, lizards, or parrots.
Yes, that would be mine.
Got you.
Mm. We don't value hats. I mean, unless it's a ball cap, right? Was that
ball
acceptable?
Ball caps are great.
Okay. We value innovation in all caps and moving the human experience forward. These are the Bieber family values. It's
what
very,
the heck?
It's very odd. But I did think, even though I don't care about theirs, I like, do we as families have like tenets that we live by?
I like it.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's almost like it would be an exercise to do. Like my kids are out of the house. Plus, I probably never would have put up with this anyway. But if you went around the table, like, could you say, you know, what are some of the things that we value as a family? I just thought that's kind of an interesting exercise.
There's a bunch of stuff when I started dadding for the first time that I've repeated to my kids many times. When do we do things?
Now.
And Edie, every time. Never.
But you, now if you had these, you could point to, no, we agreed as a family. And maybe everybody could sign it at the bottom.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So like, it's there are those things though, right?
Yes.
So we make friends wherever we go. I realize that can be, you know, if you look too deeply into it, but we say hi to people as a family, as people. We go, hello.
I think that's lovely.
So these are things, and I do that because I want them to be, and I'm not looking for them to find trouble. Right. What I'm saying is often most people are actually really cool.
Yes.
And if you just say hi to someone, they'll turn a smile from a straight face to a smile and be like, hi.
Yep.
And suddenly you kind of are on your way.
You can be in charge of making friends.
Of having a cool neighborhood and the people in it are your friends instead of the person, oh God, I got to walk by that guy again and stare at my feet.
I also think like for my family, I always impress like gratitude, like see what someone else has done for you and express appreciation for it and do for them, whether or not you get thanked for like that, you know, to be someone who is aware and not oblivious. Like so many people are just oblivious. Somebody does that, like, I don't know, thank a waitress. Someone drops something off at your
table. Thank everybody.
Right. Thank all the people around you and especially the people in your family, because those are the ones who often have the least, have the most thankless jobs. You know, when you're 9 months old and I'm wiping your butt, I don't expect you to thank me. But later, you know, if you could be like, thanks for changing all those diapers all those years. I never did get a thank you for that. But I would thank John if he, especially like if it was an elephant dump, I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. That was.
Oh, you'd thank John for changing your elephant dumps?
Yes. Oh, right. When I would have an elephant dump, he would change me. That is true.
Oh my God.
Yes.
John!
No, we work together as a team to clean up, like, you know how kids are.
Yeah,
sometimes it's like, you can't believe, like, what a problem you have. Like, you were just having a day, and all of a sudden, you're carrying a dripping child.
Well, sometimes there are, what is it? A day will pass, and then there's the come to Jesus.
Yeah.
Those
oh,
are the...
oh, I don't think they pooped yesterday.
Oh, no!
This isn't going to be good.
Happens.
It's all the stuff that Bob has to look forward to.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Susan and I thank each other constantly.
Good.
Good. You should.
He is responsible for taking out the trash, but every time he does, it's a big thank you. It just helps keep such a positive vibe in the air.
Definitely. It's huge for that. Just like that I did this thing that I had to do anyway, but it was appreciated. Anyway, back to the, you know, the rules of being
a Bieber. Oh, yeah, the Bieber house, right.
They're weird. So there's the innovation one. We value innovation and moving the human experience forward. We value health and physical wellness as an act of stewardship. We value sustainability and creating products that serve humanity. We value servanthood and making people feel like they can fly. Some of these are it is weird. It's kind of nonsensical. I read it this morning. I thought, oh, this is kind of a cool idea. And I thought, well, we would have a fun conversation about it. But now I'm reading them out loud and it's like,
It sounds like a company. Like companies put these weird things together and
Bieber Inc.
Yeah, you're in a meeting and they're like, we value blah, blah, blah. And
right.
You're like, oh, really?
Longevity? Yeah, these are bizarre. Is this a joke?
Well, innovation.
As soon as one of the people in the family becomes a multi-millionaire, a huge hit maker, suddenly your family name matters.
Mm.
I'm sure that came after the boy was famous and not before.
Oh, yeah. Well, who knows? I mean, wasn't he sort of a Jesus-y guy growing up with his mom? And didn't Hailey Bieber just get like $1 billion for her company?
$400 million, I think.
It was a $1 billion deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For Rode, her cosmetic brand.
So maybe these are the Rode rules. Good, good, good. We value generosity and graciously giving time, money, and respect to people on our path. We value life as a gift and practice daily gratitude. Oh, here's a gratitude. Practice daily gratitude for the day that has been given to us. And finally, we value human beings and believe in their dignity and eternal worth. So there you go.
All right.
Maybe think about your own list of family values. They don't have to be as weird as these. They could just be, you know, make your bed, keep your room clean.
Protect your head.
Start the day with this, but protect
your head. All the good stuff is in there. I tell my kids that all the time.
Right.
All the good stuff is up here.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Yep.
I was pointing to my head, by the way, while I was saying that.
No, right. I'm sitting here watching you. That's true. But you are on camera.
Oh, right. Hello. Oh,
hello. So there you go. Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.